The young people want to go back to that.
You probably never lived like that, but really and truly, it, in this area, it was fun.
This whole trend went back to natural food and away from refined sugar.
Yes.
And I think it gives a better taste to things.
Oh yes, I like. There's nothing better than some good molasses cookies.
Well, even great bread, don't they?
Yes, and seasoning beans. We call pinto beans or brown beans, and instead of using sugar in them, put some sorghum molasses in them. It's good.
Also use brown sugar.
Yes, and we use the sorghum.
Mm-hmm. How about eggs? Would you describe everything that you did with them? What you call different parts? How do you prepare them?
Different parts of the egg. Well, the egg white, of course, we boiled eggs, we fried eggs, we scrambled eggs. The egg whites was used for cake frostings and toppings for pies, cookies and things like that. We would use them that way. Then sometimes you bake cakes which you only use the egg yolks and not the whites in them. And the yolks, by the way, were called yolks. Yes, right. Sometimes an egg yolk or an egg yolk. But later we learned that we thought the proper pronunciation was yolk.
Yolk, so you changed that. And do you use poached eggs?
Very little. Somehow in our family or people who I knew did not poach eggs. I know how to poach an egg. In later years I've learned, but in the earlier days, we didn't poach eggs.
That seems to be common, too. Have you ever heard them called dropped eggs?
No.
Somebody told me they never had a poached egg unless they were sick. That was thought to be a misnomer.
Yes.
And consequently, never liked them because they are always associated.
Well, in the later years, of course, in those earlier years, we knew nothing about a diet in the way of what we would call a diet today. I'm going on a diet. We got nothing in newspapers or magazines about a diet. And therefore, in the later years, poached eggs has come along without the shortening, you know, along with them for dieting purposes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about taking corn and putting it in something until you can peel off the skin?
Oh, that was hominy.
And did you make that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. There was a certain amount of lye, eagle lye, used in this water to take the skin off of the corn. As I told you yesterday, some people made this lye from the ashes from the fireplace, but some people bought it. In my day, we had come up that much that we were buying lye. But after you got the skins off of it, it was washed and washed and washed. And we called it hominy and eat it. It was seasoned with the bacon drippings and salt and pepper, and it's good. It was much better than what you buy in a can today.
More tasty.
Yes.
Grits, did you ever have any?
No, we did not eat grits. I had heard of grits, but you know, I was quite a grown girl before I ever ate a grit.